I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iranian New Year celebration is coming up, and one ministry hopes to reach the revelers with the good news of Christ. And a young girl in India finds her discouragement turning to joy after encountering Jesus Christ at a children's Bible club. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Countries have begun closing their borders to Iran, fearing the spread of the coronavirus COVID-19. Iran now has more COVID-19-related deaths than any other country besides China. The virus outbreak is a problem for Bibles for the World, says Vice President Jeff McClendon. Iran's New Year celebration is coming up in late March, and Iranian revelers will travel to other countries to celebrate away from their own government. Bibles for the World and other ministries will be involved in a project to share the gospel with them.
They're going to be talking with people on the street. They're going to be meeting with people in coffee shops. They're going to be providing written scriptures for them. They're going to be providing SD cards with the gospel on them and copies of the Jesus film in Farsi.
The coronavirus has thrown a wrench into these plans, and Bibles for the World doesn't know how the situation will progress in the next 3 weeks, but McClendon knows the celebrations will still happen.
We're going to be well equipped, and our teams are still going to be prepared to share the gospel with those folks wherever they might go. And I think we have enough intelligence, so to speak, of knowing where those pockets of people are actually going to be. The strategy will still work.
After years of a brutal dictatorship under Omar al-Bashir, Sudan struggles to find its footing. Greg Kelly with World Mission says that constant war and famine combined with other atrocities mean that healing is hard to come by.
So you've got these young people, their minds have been warped, they've been brainwashed in some ways, and it's only through the power of the gospel that that healing can really truly take place.
With Bashir out of power, there has been mixed hope and fear over what a people's government would bring. Members of the old regime still retain power alongside the people they persecuted. Politics will play out on the global stage, but the problem of Sudan goes much deeper. The fear of the people still needs to be replaced with trust in Christ. Yet biblical training is hard to find, but Kelly says the church can help.
Well, I think in the West, our role is to come alongside of them. I think there's a tremendous opportunity in leadership training. Most of these areas don't have access to seminaries, to any kind of training and equipping. Most of the people leading the churches haven't had any kind of pastoral training.
Please pray that God would raise up trustworthy and mature Christian leaders in Sudan and ask that He'd heal broken communities and strengthen local World Mission partners as they distribute the Word of God. And Mission India gets stories all the time from their children's Bible clubs in India and how Jesus is making a difference. Mission India's Eric Morsehead shares one story they just received about a 10-year-old girl named Nagia.
Her father was an alcoholic who was just very erratic and caused just tremendous chaos and unrest in the family. And then ultimately, like, it spilled over outside of the family unit to the neighborhood that they lived in. And so as a result, Nagia really just started to become just a problem at school and just fell behind educationally. And so even though she was in the fourth grade, believe it or not, she could barely read or write.
Then Nagia started going to a children's Bible club where she got help with her schoolwork and heard the gospel.
When Nagia learned about what Jesus had done for her and how He wants to redeem her, she was just so moved. She actually prayed and asked Jesus right on the spot to forgive her sins and start a personal relationship with Him.
Well, from now until April 30th, Mission India has a matching grant for their 10-day children's Bible club. That means every dollar given will be doubled up to $200,000. It costs just a dollar to send a child to a 10-day children's Bible club. Find your place in the story and give to Mission India at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Find us at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.